Ready to go.
Just an unbelievable football player. He's a like a doctor. He's like a technician when it comes to route running. His ability to get on top of cornerbacks and at all levels, can run the short route and eating him in arena. He's just an unbelievable football player, and he continues to impress, and he wants to be at the top of his game for his quarterback.
I like the way he played, and as I always say, there's one football. So today, I think the football is going to get spread out.
Yeah.
I think they're going to make a priority of it. I'll say it again. Waller had a 19-target game on an opener. Devontae had the big game. I'm good with that. You have the best player in football. If you go to him too often, that's not a problem in my mind.
Not at all.
If you lose games and guys are open and you don't get them, I didn't see Hunter getting open.
Right.
Nothing against Hunter. I didn't see him get him open. I think they did a good job.
Chargers did a great job.
They did a really
JT.
Good job. And Darren was open a few times and had a couple of catches, and I expect him to have a big game again.
Yeah, I do too. And again, that was the first game. And obviously, when you have the best receiver in the National Football League, you want to make sure you spotlight him, and he kind of opens everything up, right? If you get him hot, then the coverage switches, and then you can find some other guys later. You can run the football a little more effectively in those situations. But there's no doubt that Devontae wants to continue to be dominant, but what's important for Devontae is winning football games, right? So he take less catches with a W than having, 18 or 19 targets and get a loss.
Sandra Douglas Morgan is here, the president of the Silver and Black. Thanks for coming to the Torch to sit down with us.
Thanks for having me, JT.
All right.
How excited are you for your first home opener? Look at this crowd, this beautiful stadium, and this is what you dreamed of, this opportunity, and you're living the dream.
It's beyond a dream because this exceeds all of my dreams and expectations. I've said I grew up here. The fact that we have a professional, not just a professional football team, but the Raiders that are here, it just surpasses anything, and I'm going to get a change of shoes so I can go out and tailgate in a little bit.
There you go. Well, the tailgate, I was out there, the J-Lot. I mean, these fans are coming in from Fresno. They're coming in from Oakland and Los Angeles. And that's really important to the organization, and I know to you, to see this hub, global hub in the Southwest based in Vegas for the Raider Nation, and they love this building.
Absolutely. And to be able to now, this is our first home game. No restrictions,
yes.
Right? No additional requirements. It's all completely open. There's so many new amenities here at the stadium. We have Zip-In on the third at 300 level. It's a cashless kind of way just to grab and go your food. We have celebrity chefs now. They're going to be offering some definite different options for every single game. It's just going to be an entirely different experience here. We can't wait.
How do you approach that aspect of, the Raider organization? Do you go around and kind of check and see what other people are doing, trying to bring the best of all the worlds to this facility?
That's absolutely the goal for me. I love to, I'm a patient, I try to be patient.
Right.
My family may disagree, but I would definitely want to get in, understand what all the internal workings of our organization are, and as I'm having a chance to go to away games, see what the best practices are in other stadiums. I'm proud to say, though, Allegiant Stadium had the voice of the fan. We were the top-ranked stadium out of all the 28 stadiums, so we're doing it right. So now it's our job to make sure we continue to do it right and do it even better.
I want to get a plug-in for the stadium tour. Too. I mean, how great is that, that people are still coming in? This was another entertainment stress test. We had Life is Beautiful. We had UNLV, as you know. Canelo last night, Triple G. The WNBA with Mark back there. But to see everybody come together and to wrap up the weekend, a Raider game, after everything that was so big in town.
Yeah, what better way to end an amazing, fun-filled entertainment weekend? Shout out to Canelo. I know that Matt Collins gave him his Raider jersey there yesterday, so we're glad about that. And it's just a wonderful hub of so many different things, boxing, MMA, sports, entertainment, the best cuisine you can imagine. And to end it with what we're going to have a win today is going to be great.
On Fridays, there's a line on Highway 15 coming from California and then coming from South. They're coming from everywhere, right? You're the captain of the ship. How do you evaluate? Do you evaluate yourself game by game, four games? Because when we play, obviously you watch film, you evaluate yourself, say, I need to do better here, and oh, it's great here. So it's an every game evaluation of yourself. How do you go about evaluating yourself?
The great thing about the stadium is it has changed the landscape of the strip. My, I think, skill set that I can also bring is that I'm going to be a part of the infrastructure discussions as we continue to grow Southern Nevada. We've already been seen as knowing that it's bringing a different demographic here. Me coming actually from the gaming industry, I know the demographic that attracts. This just complements it. So making sure that those tourism and infrastructure and highway things are being addressed to make sure that when fans have an experience, it's not just what happens in the stadium. It's their process to get here and how they leave. And so I think my my community involvement is going to help to make sure that the Raiders are always at the forefront of those discussions.
Sandra Douglas Morgan, president of the Raiders, joins us. That's a really important point because I've always said living out here since 96 and being up in the Bay Area with the Raiders, it's easy to work in this community. The politicians, the heads of the casinos, everyone, the 872 laborers who helped build this.
Yes.
I want you to touch on that. When you want to get something done in this city in Southern Nevada, there are going to be some hurdles along the way, but everybody seems to be pushing for the main goal.
Absolutely, and I think all the people that you just mentioned, whether it be laborers, employees, unions, stakeholders, businesses, and government, have all supported the Raiders. And so we have to take that responsibility seriously and continue to move forward. Even though our city is growing exponentially, it still has a small town feel because we all want the city to win.
Yeah.
And so we're all going in the right direction, and I want to make sure that we continue to do that.
So I wanted to wait until she was here to talk about Carlos Santana, not only lighting the torch but the anthem, the halftime entertainment. When you get the rundown of this from the different departments and you see the activations in the stadium on game day, I know you're going to be on the sideline as you always are before the game. There's a lot of celebrities in town who are here for the fight. I mean, that's Vegas. It's the entertainment capital of the world. You must love this.
I love it. And I have to give a shout out to Brad Finney, who's been with the Raiders for such a long time. Just has a class act team that makes sure that everything goes smoothly. So it's really up to him and his team. And they've done an amazing job getting all of these people here and making sure they have an opportunity to perform in this beautiful stadium.
Have a great home opener. Congratulations.
Thank you. I got to give a shout out. Raider Image, if you like the starter jacket, I know we're on the radio, but for those that are here, this is new. It's downstairs.
Let's see the starter jacket.
It's available.
Let's hear it for the president of the Silver and Black, everybody.
Thanks so go check out Raider Image.
Thanks for joining us. We greatly appreciate it. You're listening to the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network.
Since starting Allegiant some 20 years ago, we've flown more than 100 million people nonstop to connect with what they love most, to experience the game they love, and to cheer the team they love. Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Experience the game you love at Allegiant Stadium. Visit Allegiant.com/Raiders to book your flight, game tickets, and hotel all in one place.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi includes advanced security to help protect all your connected devices. You'll get real-time alerts. Oh, like this one, so you don't have to worry about malware. Or when your kid downloads a song from a shady link. And now all your computer can play is...
Red color, where are you?
All blocked, thanks to advanced security, included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply.
Hydrate with the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders fans can show their team pride with Raiders Sports Water, a superior water beverage for fans with an active and healthy lifestyle. Whether it's quenching your thirst after a big game or taking a sip while you're on the go, let Raiders Sports Water be your go-to for hydration. Drench the heat with refreshing Raiders Sports Water. Find Raiders Sports Water at your local Smith's. Fresh for everyone.
Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is your Southern California destination for big wins and even bigger prizes. With over 6,800 slots, the most in the West, and high-limit table games with up to $25,000 wagering, we're the premier place to play in SoCal. Enjoy more than 15 restaurants and bars, a luxury hotel and spa, and live shows by world-famous artists. It's all here at Yamava Resort and Casino. Details at yamava.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
Man, B-Dubs really has everything for football season.
For real. Beers, saucy wings, pizza with saucy boneless wings on it.
It's like our home field advantage. Why would we ever leave?
We wouldn't.
If only our home field advantage translated to a W for the squad.
I like our chances as much as I like this new pizza.
Mmm! Wings, beer, and new boneless bar pizza. Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. At participating Buffalo Wild Wings. Beer for dine-in only. Please drink responsibly.
In 1925, Modelo began brewing beer for those who believe in better. A model beer, steeped in the tradition of tireless effort. A rich, Pilsner-style lager for those who wear their heart and heritage in their rolled-up sleeve. Since our first batch 94 years ago, to every bottle raised today, we've proved that it doesn't matter where you come from. It matters what you're made of. Modelo Especial, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Drink responsibly. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Raiders Football.
Wake up with the Morning Tailgate with Clay Baker. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. KRLV Las Vegas.
JT back at the torch with the great Eric Allen, the six-time Pro Bowler, the semifinalist for the Hall of Fame, and the former four-time Pro Bowler, one of the great offensive linemen of his era, Richie Incognito. Richie, good to see you.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good to be here.
Great to see you. We got to jump in. We know you have just a few minutes here. This offensive line, fair to say, a work in progress. They're going with seven guys to get to five. You're looking at this from a distance and inside the organization. How do you feel about it?
You know, I feel good about it right now. We're obviously, it's a work in progress. It's a plug-and-play process at this time. I think what you're seeing is obviously a lot of people mixing in there, a lot of people with position versatility, and what we're going to see today is a new lineup. Andre's down. Colton is a constant over there at left guard or left tackle, and John Simpson's a fixture over there. You're going to see a mix of things on the right side, and they're trying to find the good fit that can run block, pass protect, and they'll be able to do it every play.
How difficult is that for an offensive line coach, or is it something that a great offensive line coach would cherish? Hey, next man up,
right?
You better be ready to play, and you're going to play in this organization.
Right. You know, optimally in the pro level, you want to have your five guys, and you want to have your two or three guys that you filter in there, but with a young offensive line like this in the first year of pretty much a rebuilt roster, you're going to have to see where guys play. You're going to have to plug and play guys in different positions, play different groups of guys, and I think that's what we're going to see through the first part of the season until they can find five starters.
Richard, what could be the negatives of having seven guys kind of rotating?
Yeah.
What could be the negatives of that?
You know, the negatives are, a lack of communication, guys not being on the same page. When you're plugging and playing and you're switching guys from left to right and you're playing next to different guys, it's really kind of a different cadence each play, each series when guys are rolling in there. So there could be some drawback to it, but I think what we're seeing here is our guys are versatile enough to do it and they can handle it. And once you have that core group of seven or eight guys, as the season goes on, they get more reps, they'll all be comfortable kind of.
Richie, finally, you played in multiple organizations, but love from Buffalo to Vegas to Oakland. What does that mean to you? You're representing the alumni here. You got to go to a signing now on the field. You're a big part of this. How has this organization changed your life?
You know, it's been great. Ever since I came over to be a Raider, it's been life-changing. And just the support of the fans and the support of the organization. To retire a Raider, I take great pride in that. And it's nice to come back and be an alumni and give back to the organization.
Thanks for doing this.
Thanks
we'll
for
let you go. We know you're busy.
All
Richie
right,
Incognito,
man.
Everybody. Let's hear it for Richie, who is a big part of the alumni here. We got a pretty good crowd. We got a pretty good crowd here. EA, that's a large man who played hard,
Physical. Played
through injuries, tried to get on the field every chance he could. Kind of like the vibe I'm seeing around here where there's guys who are hurt, guys who are down, next guy up. But Richie was a really big leader in the locker room. And I'm wondering with Thayer Mumford and the young players that are there, Dylan Parham, who was the first Raider pick in the third round, who is going to generate the leadership for years to now on this O-line?
JT, I was hoping that he would stay another year.
Yeah.
Even if he didn't play a lot, I thought he would be an outstanding mentor in the locker room for these young guys. I mean, just a tough he continued to bring every single week. I mean, his attention to detail in the locker room teaches young guys a lot. If you're a young guy and you're trying to get a feel of what this game's about and knowing that a veteran has been successful in playing, so he's went from being the athletic, strong, fast guy to a more cerebral football player, that type of information is incredible for young guys to have. I was just wishing that he would be able to stay on this year and kind of teach these guys a little bit about what the NFL offensive lineman is all about.
Well, he tried, and that's what I love about him.
Yeah.
He's a guy that he wasn't playing at times because he was nursing an injury.
Yeah.
He was a guy that was being told, we got to hold you back because you're not ready yet, and he led in that locker room. We're going to spend a lot of time with the offensive line because it's important here, and the inactives just came out for the Raiders, so here's who's down today. Trayvon Merrick, Brandon Bolden, Britton Brown, Denzel Perryman, Andre James, Neil Farrell Jr., Matthew Butler. So some guys aren't going to dress or play because of the obvious size of the roster, but to go into this game without Andre James, Perryman, Britton Brown, Bolden, two of the running backs that they kept are not playing today. And then Merrick as the center fielder, as we like to talk about it. we went from no one being hurt to a bunch of guys being hurt, and I think this team and Dave Ziegler is going to do everything they can to continue to build out this roster.
Important players being hurt. Let's focus on the offense. First, you have your center. So communication has to be an issue going into this football game. You have to find a way to have this young player, Parham, being able to communicate well, but just not the quarterback, but obviously with your guards and tackles. And then you have your running back. What about blitz pickup? I mean, maybe your best running back who helps on the blitzes is not playing today. So again, so now the protection is could be an issue. We can't have that with this football team coming off of last week. So that has to be a strength. So look for maybe more 12 personnel to make sure those lines are a little bit longer so those ends don't have a short edge to get to the quarterback. So look for maybe more 21 personnel with our fullback playing a little bit more to help in protection. So all those things obviously are important. Just not the players who are playing. Now, the players who are going to be able to step in have to do a better job of communicating today.
We're waiting on Jim Plunkett. We're going to have Jim join us. We're going to get to East Keys. Hey, E, the cover story today in the paper, clockwork kicker on Daniel Carlson, who's been unbelievable. We're going to spend some time talking about him because if it's a field goal game, if it's under 5 points, he's going to have to win the game. We'll get into special teams also. And the quarterback, Derek Carr, and what's at stake for him coming up. Jim Plunkett will be joining us live from the Torch here in a little bit. We're excited to bring in that legend, and we'll continue here. What a beautiful day. I look behind us. I went to the Canelo fight last night.
I know.
This place
was rocking.
You're
Mr. Vegas, JT. Look at
it, man. It's great. When you got a credential, you got to show up, man.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to thank Scott Gertner and the whole team that put on that big event last night at T-Mobile. We got a lot more to get to. The kickoff is at 1:25. We'll have Lincoln Kennedy also join us in a little
bit. Link.
You're listening to the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network.
Live at Griffin, getting ready to play. How are you feeling about the game today?
I am so excited to be here. I can't wait to play.
If you love sports entertainment, you'll love Aristocrat Slot Games. Check out Buffalo at a casino near you. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Raiders for 21 and older. Gambling problem? Please contact the National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700.
Jack Daniel's has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make, moments. You see, football fans, those are on us. So let's make sure we're making the most of every moment, whether it's showing up for our team or sipping a glass of Jack, cheering at the radio. Don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniel's, please drink responsibly.
Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Copyright 2022 Jack Daniel's. All rights reserved.
In 1925, Modelo began brewing beer for those who believe in better. A model beer, steeped in the tradition of tireless effort. A rich Pilsner-style lager for those who wear their heart and heritage in their rolled-up sleeve. Since our first batch 94 years ago, to every bottle raised today, we've proved that it doesn't matter where you come from. It matters what you're made of. Modelo Especial, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Drink responsibly. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Raiders fans, everyone knows you have a legacy of bold taste on and off the field. That's why 1800, the best tasting tequila, is proud to join you as your official tequila partner. As the world's most awarded tequila family, we know a thing or two about a legacy of taste. So here's to toasting to the taste of victory together this season with the award-winning 1800 Tequila. Let's go, Raiders!
1800 Tequila, Roximo, Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
In Las Vegas, it is always on. We're talking Roman Coliseum meets Gridiron meets Field of Dreams meets Cold Ice meets Ultimate Fights meets Neon Lights. It's hat tricks and Hail Marys and dunks and pit stops. It's 8 seconds of glory and extra innings and go time and multiple overtimes. Vegas is the greatest arena on earth. What happens here only happens here. Learn more at visitlasvegas.com.
Hydrate with the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders fans can show their team pride with Raiders Sports Water, a superior water beverage for fans with an active and healthy lifestyle. Whether it's quenching your thirst after a big game or taking a sip while you're on the go, let Raiders Sports Water be your go-to for hydration. Drench the heat with refreshing Raiders Sports Water. Find Raiders Sports Water at your local Smith's. Fresh for everyone.
This report is brought to you by Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Stop by the showroom or online at FindlayAcura.com.
Mid-80s out at Allegiant Stadium. And a reminder, Hacienda Avenue eastbound is closed at Valley View. And Dean Martin is one way southbound from Alibaba Lane through Oquendo. And Polaris is one way northbound from Russell through Hacienda.
This report was brought to you by Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Stop by the showroom or online at FindlayAcura.com.
Now is the time to get top dollar for your trade-in and get into the vehicle of your dreams. Come down to Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, where you can save big on their certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit Findlay Acura showroom today in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
In 2017, Mark Davis told the city of Las Vegas, "Help us build it and we will come," which sparked the building of Allegiant Stadium. And fans from around the world have already seen the Red Hot Chili Peppers and international soccer matches, with much more on the horizon like Elton John, the Pac-12 Football Championship, and the Las Vegas Bowl. Vegas is the greatest arena on earth. Plan now at visitlasvegas.com.
JT back with you as we continue live from the Torch. It's the Raiders pregame show as we get ready for the Arizona Cardinals. It's always a pleasure when we bring in Raider royalty along with the great Eric Allen. I welcome in Jim Plunkett. Let's hear it for our guy, Jim Plunkett, live from the Torch. I spoke to you earlier this week, and I appreciate your time about the first loss. It takes a couple days to put it behind them, but now a home opener. You played in many of them for the Silver and Black. What was your energy like on the home opener day?
Well, it's always an exciting day to start the season off at home. You got your fans behind you. You got you're staying at your own house. You're doing all those things that you're comfortable with, and it's time to take charge, show what you can really do on your own home field.
Yeah, I talked to Jim about another fraternity member of his, Kyler Murray, a Heisman Trophy winner. He comes in here off a struggling game against Kansas City. A guy, tell us what you told us about his ability with his legs, his smarts, and to make plays outside the pocket.
Well, he makes so many things happen. You know, the guy can run like a deer. He gets out of trouble. He makes big plays down the field.
Yep.
Unlike me, who pretty much a pocket guy, you know. I ain't going nowhere. But he's got a lot of ability. He makes things happen. They played a very good Kansas City football team, you know, and that can happen to anybody when they take on Kansas City. But, you know, obviously he's, as a quarterback, looking to bounce back, show what he can really do. And his offensive line is going to, you know, take a more sturdy, strong, up-front kind of stance now. But, you know, the Raiders will have the hands full, but so will they. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, a home victory in the season with.
Jim, as a quarterback, how do you get your rhythm going? So, you know, both quarterbacks, you know, need to play better in this game, both Derek and Kyler.
Right.
How do you get your rhythm back if you're really not feeling it?
Well, you know, practice, 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 you know, the old saying. Confidence in yourself and the guys in front of you, able to keep them out long enough for you to feel yourself comfortable in the pocket. And rhythm comes and goes, you know. Some guys can throw on the run, some guys can't. Some guys are more comfortable in the pocket, where others, like Murray, likes to get outside a lot. But he can also throw from the pocket. But, how you get it back, you know, it's just years and years of practice, years of dropping back, doing your 5-7 three-step drops, and it's a repetition time and again. And eventually, you know, if you've got any ability, and all these guys do, you're gonna get it back.
Jim Plunkett joins us live from the Torch. You know, we've had many conversations about Cliff getting in your ear back in the day. I'm open, and the great players that you were able to play with. And Devontae got a heavy workload, and he really looked brilliant. He's almost unguardable. The double team doesn't affect him. Hunter didn't have a big game, and I thought the Chargers did a good job against him. And Darren had a couple of big catches. So when you come off a game plan when Devontae got so many looks, do you expect to see something a little bit more different today? The ball spread out more.
It depends, you know. First of all, they're going to do a little something differently defensively after what Devontae did last week. Probably double cover under and over, make sure he doesn't get behind them.
But you're going to look to your other players, too, to contribute, to spread out the ball as much as you can. But sometimes you wind up relying on one guy because he's the guy who happens to have a great day, happens to be open, and you want to get him the ball as much as possible. When you got a guy who's hot, you know, keep feeding him, whether it be a running back, receiver, tight end, you name it. Give him the ball more, and when they stop or slow him down a little bit, then, you know, so they're doing something a little different on defense, go to the other guy.
What is that Monday meeting like between you, the head coach or the offensive coordinator, when you need to get things better? Do you sit in the meeting and you say to yourself, man, on this one here, we're going to get you some early throws. We're going to design some plays where you get comfortable. Is that a kind of meeting that you would have with a head coach or offensive coordinator if you had a substandard game?
Yeah. Over the years, you know, that certainly is the case. You know, you're going to talk to your offense coordinator, maybe your head coach as well, who usually most of the time is involved in the offense as well. And you're going to go over things. You know, you had some problems here. Maybe you should have been looking the other way. Keep your head down the field a little bit more. See more. We'll see what's happening in front of you. Recognize man or zone as quickly as you can.
Yep.
And then go to the right guy that we've been practicing all week that you're supposed to go to.
Yep.
And that's a big help. You know, they get on you a little bit, but they're trying to help you and make you a better football player. And hopefully, and all quarterbacks have egos. I don't care who you are. But, you know, you want to listen to them, get an idea of what they're telling you, and try to accomplish what they're asking you to do as a quarterback and leader of that offensive unit.
Jim, last one, dating back to when Mr. Davis was with us back in the day and you came to Vegas. Are you getting more used to this commute now? You're here a lot. The alumni really appreciate it. The fans appreciate that you're here, and now you're here in Vegas for a home opener. How much you're loving coming to Vegas with your lovely wife and having a great weekend and experience in this great city?
It's a great town. It's a great sports town now. I mean, so many different, baseball, basketball, men and women's, WNBA. I mean, everything you can find here in Las Vegas right now. Before it used to be, shows and gambling and maybe golf, but now it's got everything. And Las Vegas is open their arms for all these professional football teams to come in here, or sports teams to come in here and show what they can do. And they've been a great host here in the city, and a lot of these teams are doing well. Some will do better as the years go on, but, and the Raiders are a big part of this emphasis on sports in Vegas.
Thanks for doing this, Jim.
Oh, my pleasure.
Let's
thank you all.
Jim Plunkett, everybody. Let's go! The great Jim Plunkett, live from the torch. I'll tell you, EA, I get used to that.
Oh, man.
I get
always
used to that.
He's always on
game
point.
It's incredible when we get a chance to talk to Jim Plunkett. When we come back, we'll get to the quarterback, Derek Carr, and do a deep dive ahead of the game. You're listening to Raiders Football, and Tim Gates next.
Raiders Football is brought to you by